Hello, welcome. Thanks for dropping into Time in the Studio. This is a podcast celebrating art, plants, and wellness. And I'm your host, Sarah Marie Miller. I'm a clinical herbalist, multimedia artist, and postpartum doula. And whether you crave a creative boost or a deeper connection with nature, this podcast is your sanctuary for transformation and growth. And today's podcast is near and dear to my heart. We get into emotional wellness in postpartum, and I'm joined by nutrition expert Jackie Meyer. We get into some practices, herbs, and supplements that can make a huge difference with postpartum mental and emotional health. And if you're not in the postpartum realm, these supplements and practices and one of my favorite all-time herbs is also very beneficial for really almost anyone. And I have seen the challenges of postpartum. So it's just so important to me that we build a more stable perinatal care support system for folks in this country. And until that happens, it's great to have some tools in your toolbox to know how you can help yourself or others to feel better. And I also want to give a little quick life update. I've been making pottery and watercolor paintings and oil painting, and I'm just so excited. My boyfriend's about to move in with me, and I think it's going to be really fun. I've also been busy teaching and taking workshops, and it's just been a busy time. Also having a miniature garden, so. It's just a fun time to be in Colorado, and so grateful for the weather that we've had. This rain has been so wonderful for the plants, and the wildflowers are popping off. And I'm about to teach a workshop on flower essences for emotional support, and that is one of my favorite ways that you can get a little emotional boost. The flowers are really magical. So I also want to let you know, if you want to stay up to date with me, you can follow me on Instagram or subscribe to my newsletter. Instagram is Time in the Studio Podcast or at Sarah Marie Studio. And my newsletter, you can join that on my website, www.adazia.com. And if you love tea, you can grab my free tea ritual on my website as well. It has some recipes and writing prompts, and I'm also going to do a pottery and art print shop drop in September. So if you sign up for my newsletter, you can get early access to the shop opening. Okay, let's get into it. Here we go. Cha, cha, cha. I am so excited and honored to have on the podcast today Jackie Meyer. She is a master's trained registered dietitian, certified diabetes care and education specialist, but most importantly, mother of four amazing children. She's been helping women find balance amongst burnout for the past 15 years, but recently branched out with her own business endeavor, Nutritiously Ever After, I love that name, and Evergreen Love Supplements, to focus more on mental health and the holistic interventions that can encourage adequate management of our moods. After growing up with a mother with mental health struggles and dealing with her own anxiety, she wanted to use her knowledge about food, supplements, and metabolism to positively impact mothers and normalize the stressful and overwhelming situations surrounding motherhood. Her goal is to spread hope and show moms that we are the most resilient of all if we can keep even a little focus on ourselves. Oh my gosh, Jackie, I am so excited to chat with you today. And I love your mission. I love what you're doing, and I can't wait to dive in. So where do we find you, and how did you get into this world?
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you, Sarah, so much for having me on your podcast. I'm very excited. Where people can find me is I have a website at nutritiouslyeverafter.com. I'm also pretty active on Instagram. And unfortunately, my name was taken already, which happens, I feel like, to so many of us. So my Instagram is nutritiously_ever_after. And, you know, I'm always posting things on there, free tips and tricks for moms dealing with burnout, who are trying to improve their mood with holistic ways through gut health, through hormone balance, decreasing inflammation in their bodies, really digging into like your relationship with food. Because I think that so many of us, especially women, we may have underlying issues with food that we may not have addressed, and it has followed us as we age and just kind of morphed into different ways. But until we really hone in on that relationship, it can be very tricky to sustain any type of change.
So true. I see mental health really strongly impacting moms and new parents. And I see what a difference food can make, and supplementation, and just having a web of support, you know, having multiple people that are supporting that person makes such a difference. I'm curious just to know a little bit more about like, what's your mission? Like what's underneath all of this?
Yeah. So just a quick background about me personally. So as a teenager, saw a lot of diet culture in my household and kind of took to that being able to control situations that I couldn't really control what's happening in my home, but I could control my food. So, you know, I felt like I really was interested in that early on. I was also an athlete. So I wanted to know how to perform better. And that kind of morphed into my early 20s when I went, you know, was in college studying nutrition science and doing my internship and sitting for my RD exam. And then, you know, going into my master's program, at that point, I had met my husband and we were getting married and we knew we wanted to have kids. And shortly after that, I had been diagnosed with PCOS and we had infertility issues, which, you know, so many people and even my doctors, when they would talk with me, they're like, well, you're not typical PCOS. Okay.
Yeah, but what is typical PCOS?
Right. What is typical PCOS? And second of all, I'm having issues. Like we went for over a year without getting pregnant. And my doctor kept saying to me, it can take that long. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. And like I knew something was wrong. So I went for more testing and they figured I had PCOS. And we did go through like the normal fertility kind of treatment that a lot of women go through. And luckily we did get pregnant with my son. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I know we want to have more kids and I don't want to have to do that every single time. I know what to do as a dietitian and I want to be able to, you know, use myself as patient zero and see, you know, take my research and see what I can do to find more holistic ways. And that was kind of what skyrocketed my journey initially. And then after multiple children and, you know, losses, you know, you and I had talked before and I shared a little bit about how I had two miscarriages. So those things, you know, that a lot of moms and women go through, those things happened. And, you know, within that, I was still feeling like I really hadn't completely kind of healed myself. And then I had the opportunity to go into diabetes education. So I was offered a position in diabetes education. And within that, you know, it required me to get my certification. So an additional 2000 hours and a whole bunch of training to work with people who have type 1, type 2 gestational diabetes. And one of the things that happened that I didn't think would have happened was so many things were opened up to me when I started doing that training and when I started working with those patients. So I had been, you know, I've been a dietitian for about 16 years in RD. And I've been a diabetes educator for 8 years now. And within that time, I really just learned that, you know, insulin and cortisol, yeah, those are the things we're talking about most when you're talking about diabetes, but those are just like the gateway drugs, essentially, like the gateway hormones, you know, into so many other hormonal issues that women have. And that ties in with autoimmune diseases as well. Right. As we know, like thyroid disease. So within that, I was just like, ooh, there's so much more to discover. It's not just this. And I've always really enjoyed science, right? I'm a recovering anxious perfectionist and all that crap. So, you know, I get into it and I just get, you know, immersed in it. So that kind of led me into that hormonal health, holistic gut health, because it's really so, so intertwined. And, you know, we have four kids and last year, let's say 2 years ago, we had our last child. So she'll be two at the end of the week, which is just crazy to me.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you. She's adorable, which most, you know, moms think their kids are adorable, but she really is.
I did get to see her on our last call I can testify she is totally adorable.
Thank you. But I did experience after each child some sort of postpartum mood disorder. I'm just going to call it a mood disorder because technically, was I diagnosed with the first three? No. And I think that's a place that really kind of encouraged me to give women another outlet, give moms another place to go, give them another tool in their toolbox to say, you know what, I'm not feeling okay. What are some things that I can do before I jump right into medication? And you know what, if you need medication, I am not here to say that you shouldn't take it. That is not my job or my goal. My goal is to just open women's eyes, especially moms, because we are always taking care of other people, that there are things that you could do literally like today to start feeling better. But it's a process, right? It's not like a quick fix. It's not just take this one thing and you're going to feel better forever. It is a process and it does take work. But, you know, I just feel like in our society, we're really failing moms with our postpartum care. You know, we get so much care when we're pregnant, and I've done it. I've been pregnant 6 times, but I have 4 babies, and I can tell you I'm a frequent flyer in that office. And as much as I love my OB, I still feel like that postpartum 6-week follow-up is a joke. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you get one follow-up 6 weeks after you bring this human into the world. You're still feeling terrible. You potentially could still be bleeding. You're trying to figure out nursing still. You're not sleeping. And, you know, you get asked a series of questions and like, no, my answer was no to them. But 9 months later, I was crying every day. I still wasn't sleeping. I was struggling to get through taking care of my other 3 kids and try to work and have a marriage and run a household, you know, and that was the point for me where I was just like, I'm not okay. And I need to figure this out for my kids, because I grew up in a house that had chaos. And I didn't want to continue that on. And I think that that resonates with a lot of people. I know personally, a fair amount of people who also grew up in a home with parents who had mental illnesses. And at that time, it wasn't recognized the way it is now. And I don't think it's their fault. I think they weren't maybe given the right tools. So that's another reason why I feel like I started to branch out, because the mainstream isn't cutting it. It's not cutting it. It's not giving us enough. And I wanted to do it for myself, for my kids, but also, you know, for my inner child who didn't get that peace that she should have, that she deserved, that all kids deserve. So, you know, that's kind of my why. And with having 4 kids and having another job and having a husband who works full time, like, how do you keep going? That's it. That's how you keep going. And, you know, I just want to really just give women the tools that they need so that they can do this themselves, because you don't need me forever, but you might need me for a little bit to help you get to a point where you can then feel like, okay, Jackie, you're in the driver's seat. I'm the passenger. I'm just guiding you along this journey. It is your journey, and you can pull a U-turn. You can turn left. You can turn right, wherever. Just don't drive us off a cliff.
Oh, I love that. That gives me chills, that idea of honoring your inner child and your mother, your family lineage, and just supporting women to have, and families just to have more integrated, like thoughtful care and support, and that you're not, people don't need to be dependent on you, but creating just like, you know, you can be this guide beside someone and supporting them until they're, you know, they've figured it out and they don't need your support every day for the rest of their lives. Like, it's a short window of time. I love, you know, you have these really beautiful, clear ways of working with people with this 3-month package and this 11-week course that you're doing. And so it's just very clear, these like two different ways that people can work with you. And I love that you've created that clarity and you've had such rich experiences yourself. Like you've been through the fire and like come out the other side, you know, and figured out like these ways to create clarity and create like ease and smoothness for people as they're navigating really complex, really challenging times. And I think, you know, filling this pocket of need that is so important and so necessary in postpartum, like the idea that women will have a baby and then they go to a doctor six weeks later. For an 8-minute appointment, like most doctors are allowed to spend 8 minutes with their clients to see, mm-hmm. like, you're still alive. Okay, good. Pulse check. And it's like, there's so much more that needs to happen. Like we need to support families and women and new mamas in such a more thorough, integrated, thoughtful, harmonious, holistic way. Like feed people food, give them time to rest and repair, and, you know, give people community in a way to connect with each other. So anyway, yeah. On and on.
No. Yeah, you're right. And it is, it's just, you know, it's really giving that support where it isn't. And, you know, do you have to work with me personally? No, there's plenty of people that are doing similar things to that I'm doing. But like you hit the nail on the head, I've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those situations personally and dealing with other people who have been through those situations and being in the field as long as I have, it has given me that experience to say, like, could you Google something? For sure. You could totally Google it. Doesn't mean it's right for you. Doesn't mean that it is put together in a comprehensive way that if you start it here and you end it here, you are going to get the results of X, Y, and Z, you know, and that's really what I wanted to do. I just wanted to take all of these pieces that I've seen work for other people, that research supports, and that I own personally did myself. You know, it took 3 months after, you know, coming to grips with the fact that like, I wasn't okay. It was a good 2 months before I was like, okay, Jackie, you're doing it, just keep going. And then that 3-month mark, and I was like, okay, I think I did it. I think I'm getting there. But it's that work that we do every day, you know, that is so underrated, that I know, as, you know, like I said, a recovering anxious perfectionist who wants to know the science behind the science behind the science. When I hear things, you know, when I used to hear things in my early 20s of like, yoga and meditation and deep breaths and getting outside. And I was like, yeah. Okay. But tell me like really what I can do. Now at the ripe old age of 38, those are the things that most of us are missing, that getting outside in the morning, that taking that time for yourself, that meditation, that deep breath, that movement of whatever it is that you enjoy, whether it be yoga or walking or I don't care, dance in your kitchen, dance with your kids, like whatever it is, those are the things that are helping our brains. Those are the things that are helping our mood. And doing those things consistently with good quality, right? I think that's something that I also focus on in my business. It's not just about your body, it's about your mind, but the quality of things that you're doing, the quality of food that you're putting in your body, the quality of supplements that you're putting in your body, and that quality time that you're giving yourself to get to your end goal.
I'm curious, like, how do you ever get any quality time as a mother of four with a business? Like,
yeah,
is it possible?
it is not frequent, I will tell you that, but I now know. I have a therapist also, you know, I've been working with her since 2019, and you know, I make sure I carve out that time. I see her every week or every month, every week. Sometimes that would be nice. I see her every month, and that's one of the ways that I do it, honestly. And I just try to be more mindful about my own emotions. So if I'm getting short with the kids, or if I'm getting short with my husband, or if I'm having thoughts of like, I just want to go for a walk and not come back. You know, those are my red flags that like, okay, Jackie, mm-hmm. what are we doing here? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? And sometimes for me, it could be, you know, taking my Tulsi, my evergreen love, my holy basil. I love me some Tulsi. That is something that I discovered last year. And I know it's been around for thousands of years, but I didn't realize how impactful that it could be for mood, but also for, you know, blood sugar control and impacting those levels as well. So Tulsi's a favorite of mine. And that's
yes, I love Tulsi too. It's such a powerful plant. And I'm curious, you have a supplement that has Tulsi in it that you find really supportive for moms and people in general, I imagine.
So I work with a small farm in Maine and I love them. They are amazing. One of the things that I also wanted to do starting my own business, like I wasn't just going to go half-ass, right? Like I can't just help people counseling. Like I want to be able to have all the tools that these people need so that they can come here, one-stop shop, get what they need, get them on their way so that they feel accomplished and they feel like, okay, I started today and I'm ready to make changes and I'm going to start seeing changes. So one of the ways that I do that is I really vet any supplement that I sell. And the Tulsi that I have, like I mentioned, is from a small farm in Maine. And the woman that I work with, she's amazing. Like, and you know what? There might be a point where like I run out because she's like, this is what I got. And these are my crops. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so those types of things happen. That's like real world, real life. I'm not mm-hmm. a giant manufacturer, you know, where I could just pump stuff out. And nor would you want that when you're looking mm-hmm. for a good quality Tulsi. You want something that is, you know, made ethically and to sound corny, like with love from somebody who knows what they're doing, who really cherishes these plants. So I love working with them. That is my evergreen love, holy basil that I have. And then phosphatidylserine is another supplement that I really like. That one I'm working on getting out. There was a snafu with the manufacturer on that one, but I love that. If you're having trouble sleeping, love me some phosphatidylserine. It's a phospholipid. We have it in all of our membranes, but taking this supplement can cause an improvement in some for sleep and also cognition. So,
oh, that's so cool. I haven't worked with that supplement at all. And I need to learn more about that because I love being able to help people sleep better. And I just mm-hmm. see sleep in pregnancy and postpartum is such a struggle because the nervous system is just like, gets crispy. And I think there's that like wired but tired thing that happens so much, especially in postpartum. And then it's hard to like soothe the nervous system. And so to have something that can help people go like from a 10 to maybe, you know, a 5 or something.
Right.
Just be
right.
able to like calm it on down and like sleep at night a little bit better. So mm-hmm. I love that you're working with that supplement. That seems so helpful for mood and our blood sugar levels. Like sleep determines so much in our body. You know, if we're not sleeping, then we are more likely to get gestational diabetes or diabetes in general, or just imbalanced blood sugar, and everything can start going haywire without sleep. So
100%. And I think that that is one of the things I took for granted before I had children. I'm so tired. I'm tired. And then I had kids and I was like, oh God.
That's what tired is.
That's what tired is. You know, like I said, when I got to that 9-month mark postpartum with my daughter and she was an awful sleeper, we were up every 2 to 3 hours for 9 months.
Oh my God.
I remember just trying to function and just, you know, getting to that point where I was like, something's got to give because I can't keep doing this. But yeah, I think, you know, you can, when you're looking for nutrition information, the field is very saturated with all sorts of different things. But when you're looking for someone to work with, you want to not only work with someone who resonates with you, but somebody who has the education that you value, someone who has, you know, within this field, I really enjoy working with practitioners who have a knowledge of supplements and herbs. Mm-hmm. And I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses, and herbs are not my strength. I can pick cherry pick a couple, but then it takes me a while to research into it, to find out where am I sourcing it from, where, when, how much should I be recommending to people? How often should they be taking it? Should they be taking a break when they're on it for a short period of time? You know, like all of those things that I don't think is very well known, especially with registered dietitians. It is not something we are given education on in school. Could I tell you about anatomy and physiology, organic chem and your metabolism? 100%. Could I tell you about all the different supplements? No, I couldn't. I would have to definitely research it. And I think that one of the ways that I stay real within my business is knowing my strengths and my weaknesses. And you know, if I don't know something, I'm going to tell you I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. But I love that honesty.
Challenge accepted. because that's just how I roll. So if I don't know it, I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to, you know, as one of my girlfriends says, jackify it and figure it out for you and give you the best possible option that I can.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. And I love that you're just like, have that curious mind and want to dig into the information and get it sorted and figure it out for yourself and for your clients. Cause it just, having that information, you know, ripples out and can make such a difference. I'm curious how you came into, how did you get to know that supplement, phosphatidyl?
So when I was finally granted the opportunity to sleep, I then was not sleeping because of, you know, just a lot of anxious thoughts. And, you know, a couple years before, so this was last year, 2022, 2 years prior to that, you know, my mom and my stepdad both passed away, and it was a very tragic incident. And I feel like when I'm anxious, I go back to the trauma, like, So I definitely have some sort of, and I've talked to my therapist about this, you know, there's like a spectrum of OCD where we have certain tendencies. And when I'm very anxious, I definitely tend to go back to that loop of what happened and I repeat it. And it's just, it's not good. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to sleep. And I need to figure out, I think my cortisol levels are high. I need to bring those down. I need to just take it down a notch. And I was already doing the Tulsi, and that was helping me tremendously during the day, but I really wanted something for night. So I just started researching different supplements, and I stumbled upon phosphatidylserine, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to try this. This has some good research. I'm going to try this. So I got it, and I started at 100 milligrams, and I worked my way up to the 300 milligrams, and I found it extremely helpful. So, amazing. Yeah. So that's how I was like, okay, sold. Find the research, find the good quality, and then test it out. Patient zero, as I like to call myself. So yeah. So I really enjoy both of those. And when I started my, you know, entrepreneurial journey, I was just like, okay, I know these are two supplements that I 100% want to have under my own label. The other supplements that I have on my website, I have been taking the Nutriplex brand. They are a company out of Colorado, and I've been working with them since 2014. Yeah, I remember everything in the ages of my children. So
yeah. That makes sense.
It was before my daughter, who's going to be 8, was born. And I've been working with them since then. Again, great ethics, very forthcoming, whole food supplements, not pretend whole foods where they're just like synthetic vitamins and they're thrown in some powders, like legit whole food supplements. And they're just honest people, you know? Yeah. They're like, if they run out of a certain thing, they're like, you know what, we ran out of spirulina, so we had to source from a different source, so it's going to look a little bit different. And you know, they let me know everything that's happening, and as you know, somebody who has my license on the line, I greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing to have that.
They're so great, love them. So yeah, I just wanted to try to, like I said, give moms that opportunity to say, you know what, you could make small changes today. Like you could stop drinking coffee for breakfast, for one thing. Mm-hmm. You could, you know, try not to just eat the leftovers from your kids. Maybe try to get some food in there, balancing those carbs, proteins, fats when you can. Nobody's perfect and you don't have to be perfect to feel better. And that is one thing that I want to make sure people know. You don't have to, you know, jackify it to feel better. You can make small incremental changes at first, because for me, if you would have told me a year ago now that I would be doing this, I would have laughed in your face, because that's how terrible I felt. Mm-hmm. And once I started to feel better and was like, oh my gosh, and just speaking to women over and over and over, you know, I have four kids, ages, you know, almost 2 to almost 10. So I've got a wide variety of mama friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all in the same boat. We're all dealing with the same things. We all had terrible postpartum care. We all, even with 5, 6, 7 year olds, like that postpartum phase doesn't just go away. You know, your hormones may shift, but it takes so long for your body to get back to normal. And then if you have another child after that, it just is prolonging that. And we're just pushed to like, go do the next, you know, activity, get your kid enrolled in this. Oh, did you do that? Oh, your house isn't clean enough. Oh, and it's just like pile, 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 pile. And who is supporting us? I mean, if you have a great, you know, supportive husband, that's great. But, you know, I'm sorry, most women know that like even the most supportive husband doesn't do what you do.
Yeah.
So my husband is great, but.
Yeah, I see women, even with like the best husbands ever, women carry the weight of the family emotionally, physically, logistically, like financially. You know, there's just so much that women do that is not recognized or honored or acknowledged in any way. And
I agree. I think if we could just support women more, this world would be an amazing place.
Yeah.
I mean, I love men. I've got two boys.
Yes.
I love men, but you know, men can't get pregnant. Men can't nurse a baby. Like there's just things that they can't do. That is such a heavy load for women to carry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, just the logistics of breastfeeding. I mean, it's like you are constantly having to like feed this little person and it's a lot. So
it's amazing. It is a lot. It is amazing. It was my most favorite memory of all of my babies was nursing them. It's a time that I will cherish with all of them. And I was lucky enough to be able to nurse all four of them, which I know a lot of women who couldn't for whatever reason. So I am grateful for that. And I'm grateful for men. I just think we need to support women more than we do and acknowledge that heavy, heavy load that we are carrying and normalize not being okay. That it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah, I think that's really such an important message for people to hear and just to realize there are resources out there and there are ways to get past that, you know, like this too shall pass. Like, you know, you say like, if you were to imagine a year ago, what your life is now, you couldn't even fathom it. And I think that's something, you know, we have to remember, even when we're in the depths of despair and in the most challenging moments of our life, like this will change, it will get better. And then it will get worse. Like it will just, you know, it's a roller coaster life. And so
it is,
this too shall pass.
It is. Yeah. I saw a quote the other day that I loved and it was like, you may have been handed a cactus, but you don't have to sit on it. I was like, yes, yes. I totally resonate with that, especially with everything, you know, we were all handed 2020 with COVID and you know, we thought for so many of us, it was like, oh my gosh, it can't get worse than COVID. And then for me personally, it did. You know, I had a miscarriage at 16 weeks. I had surgery for my miscarriage 2 weeks, 2 days later. And the next day I found out that my dad and my stepmom or that my, oh my God, please don't wish that, that my mom and my stepdad had passed away. And then doing all the funeral arrangements, my whole family got COVID. There was 15 of us that got COVID. And I, at that point, none of us really knew, right? It was March 31st, 2020. Like it was still like, oh my God, you're going to die if you get it. So, you know, it was just this like bad story that just kept getting worse. And, you know, you just one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one day at a time, one minute at a time. And you navigate through it. And, you know, one of my girlfriends said to me when I was going through it, she was like, you are going to be an effing dragon slayer after this. Like after you get through this, there's not going to be anything that's going to be able to ruffle your feathers. And I don't necessarily agree with that. What I do agree with is that it showed me the power of resilience for humans in general. And it actually opened my eyes to how much more work I needed to do on my own self. So, you know, I think that just being open to those changes, and like you said, you know, this too shall pass, it's not forever. And you don't always get to control what the universe gives you, right? You can wish upon a star all you want, but the one thing you can do is just be open. You can be open to receiving whatever that is and getting to a point that, you know, whatever it is, you will be okay is gold for me. Just, you know, knowing that like, I'm going to be okay because I know what resources are available to me. And I know that I cannot do this by myself.
I'm curious, as you're speaking, this is just so powerful. And if there are like any people listening and they're feeling in that depth, that despair place, are there any tools or resources or things that come to mind as things that helped you to kind of pivot and shift and get out of that dark space?
I think that during that time, that particular time when I was going through that just like dumpster fire in my life, I was going to therapy every week. I was seeing her every single week. And I was talking to my family every single week, every day. We were talking about something different. And it sounds stupid, but like inspirational quotes really helped me. So like, I just was like looking up like quotes for grief and books about grieving and books about childhood trauma and just like all of these things that kept coming up throughout that time. And the best thing that I can say to people is just like trying to be open with yourself and letting things in spurts. Right. So one of the things that I was talking to my therapist about, because I was like, should I go see like a grief counselor now? Like, what should I be doing? And she was like, you know, I think you're processing it. And one of the things that I kept saying to her was like, I want to make sure I'm not shoving this down, because I tend to be a person that's just like, I'm fine. Until, you know, I'm having panic attacks and, or, you know, and can't go back to work because I am having heart palpitations, you know? So one of the things that I wanted to make sure was that I was processing through these emotions and getting through the things. And she said, you know, the only way that you can get through this, the way your human brain and body is protecting you, is it's only letting it in little bits, right? It's only letting you process things in a little bit. And then, yeah, your kids come in the room and you got to shut it down. You got to figure out life. You got to make dinner. You got to go take a shower. You got to go to work the next day. You gotta, you know, go clean the toilet, or you, one of your kids puked, or, you know, there's a dirty diaper. You gotta keep going and doing those things, because that's just life, right? Life doesn't stop when trauma happens. Life doesn't stop when grief happens. Life doesn't stop because your mental health is declining. These things keep going. So trying to just take it little bits at a time and not realize, and realize, like you said, that like, it might be pouring outside today, but it's not going to be pouring tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow it'll just be a sprinkle. And then, you know, next week, it's going to be nice outside. Next week, it's going to be super sunny. And then guess what? It's going to be downpouring on Friday. And so you just don't know. You don't know. Grief is that, you know, tricky thing that you just don't know when it's going to come. And sometimes you can see those waves coming and sometimes you can't. And I feel like mental health is the same way. Some days you wake up and you're like, yeah, I could do this. I got this. And then by like 4 o'clock, you're like, no, leave me alone. I'm overstimulated. I can't handle this. So I just think grace and being kind to yourself and knowing that this too shall pass. And you might have been handed a cactus, girlfriend, but you don't got to sit on it.
Yeah, so true. And I, through everything you just spoke, I feel like I could imagine, you know, Tulsi, just like waves of Tulsi, like washing over, because I feel like the one message with Tulsi is like resilience. Like,
yes,
it's foundation. It's just like resilience, resilience, resilience. Like, there's like this softness to the plant, but also like the, you know, the stalks of it are very strong and sturdy. And it's just a very like sturdy plant that has these soft leaves and these soft flowers. And I feel like in it, it just, yeah, when I drink Tulsi, it's just like, okay, this is, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. And like, it just creates like a more resilient pattern in life. Or
I feel that. I feel that in my soul. Yeah. I do. I so do. You know, my website is Nutritiously Ever After, but my LLC is actually called Her Resilience. And that was, you know, a name that I had fiddled with for a while. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going to do it, because as moms, we're always putting other people in front of us. And yeah, were my kids a big motivator to feel better and to get better mentally? Yeah. But once I started on that path, I was like, no, I need to do this for me. I need to do this for me. Mm-hmm. Because before I had them, I was me. Mm-hmm. And you know, you want to try to come full circle if you can. I know it can be hard sometimes, but yes, love me some Tulsi every day, girl. Love me some Tulsi. Tulsi, and Tulsi when we're getting ready for school, Tulsi when we're getting ready for dinner.
I even make a food sprinkle with it. We're just, I grind up some nettles, Tulsi, hemp seeds, and a little maybe thyme, and just sprinkle it on my food. And then it adds like a little bit of, you know, extra vitamins and minerals, and super yummy. Oh my gosh. Well, Jackie, I love what you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about the three ways people can connect with you. I know there's your email list. That's sounds like an incredible resource, as well as your course that's relaunching soon, and people can work with you one-on-one. So whichever one you want to dive into first, but I want to let people know how to connect with you and work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have an email list. You can access it from my website, nutritiouslyeverafter.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You can subscribe to the email list. You will also get 10% off of any supplements that you purchase by signing up for the email list. And I do send out a newsletter and updates as to what's going on with me, with the supplements, and also in the field of mental health and nutrition. So if that's something that you're interested in, go ahead and sign up for the email list. I promise I won't spam you. I hate getting multiple emails a day and even a week. So you might get something from me like once a month. So rest assured there. One of the other ways that you can get a hold of me is on my website. You can go to work with me, and there's actually three options. So the first option is a discovery call. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom and you're thinking like, this sounds good, Jackie, but I don't really know what would be the right path for me, and you want to talk about it, we can certainly do that. That's a free discovery call you can sign up for. The next option is our Chaos to Clarity program. And that is an 11-week self-paced program, where you will get recorded videos. We touch on multiple areas: balancing your relationship with food, optimizing your hormone health, improving your gut health, decreasing inflammation in your body, and then sustaining those changes with neuroscience-backed behavior changes. That is pre-recorded. However, there are live aspects. So you get one-on-one messaging with me the entire time that you're doing the program. I send out weekly emails when you're in there. And then there's also a community chat option. If you are somebody who likes that community aspect and you want to do that, you certainly can. If you don't, you also do not have to do that. And then the third option is you can, or the fourth option rather, is you can sign up for a one-on-one counseling package where we work together for a 3-month period. And that is probably the most custom, individualized way to work together. And, you know, I've had people say to me like, oh, how come you don't offer just like, you know, can't we just do like a 1-hour consult? And the reason why I don't do that, honestly, is because I've been doing this for 16 years. And if you truly want to make a change, it is not going to happen in an hour once.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I don't even offer that as an option. And that's really why, because I want to work with people who are serious about making changes, because I'm mm-hmm. serious about helping you make changes.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my options. And like we mentioned before, you can find me on Instagram at nutritiously_ever_after. I am on Facebook at Nutritiously Ever After. And then I think I made like a Twitter account, but I'm like not doing that. And I'm hoping to get some Pinterest going soon, because I feel like I love Pinterest personally. I love, you know, organizing and making some boards. Yeah. So I may be putting some stuff up there soon so that you can, you know, figure out if there is certain tips and tricks that you want to make a board of. I thought that would be kind of cool. So
ooh, great idea.
Those are the ways we can work together. And, you know, I'm always open. If, you know, I have people DM me all the time, feel free to DM me if you have a question or concern, or, you know, you saw something that another healthcare person or influencer was saying and you want me to look into it, or you have a question about it, I'm certainly there for you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Jackie. It's been so fun to connect with you. And I just feel like this is, your offerings are so juicy, so beautiful, so powerful. And just to think of that connection with mental health and food and how, yeah, it's just so intertwined and can make such a difference in people's lives. So thank you for the work that you're doing in the world. It's fantastic.
You are super welcome. And thank you again for having me on.
Yes. Thank you for being here. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye. Isn't Jackie wonderful? Be sure to connect with her on Instagram at Nutritiously Ever After. And you can connect with me at Time in the Studio Podcast or at Sarah Marie Studio. And I know I don't have to tell you this, but just a little reminder, this podcast does not constitute medical, professional, or financial advice. So be sure to consult qualified professionals for personalized advice. We are not liable for any actions taken based on the podcast content. Use your own judgment and discretion. And what else do I want to say? If you found value from this chat, please share it with a friend, or you can take a screenshot and share it to your stories and tag me and I'll reshare your post. And if you have a couple seconds to leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and you love the show and you want to leave a 5-star review, please do that. That would be so cool. And if you super duper love the show and want to support my work, you can join Patreon or buy tea from my shop. That's at www.adazia.com. And I want to give a big shout out to my Patreon helpers, supporters for making this podcast possible. And also a big thanks to Aaron Travers, my friend, for the show music. And I would like to acknowledge that this podcast was recorded on the unceded land of the Ute, Arapaho, and Cheyenne nations. I'm Sarah Marie Miller, and you have been listening to Time in the Studio. Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing all that you do. And may our efforts benefit all beings. Until next time, toodles.